This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Alex, go write your phone calls to Mike Adams at NationalNews.com. I'm Alex Jones with Band.Video. Let's go ahead and go to Kenny in Florida, then Alex and Paul, and that'll be it for calls. Kenny in Florida brings up a point. D.C. is a district. Talk about that.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call, and I thank God for you and your great crew every day. I think that falls under different guidelines, and President Trump has the right to do whatever he needs to do to save what's left of this republic.
Well, and that's really true that he's not offensively saying the Marines are going to go throw somebody out of office. It's the deep state saying they're going to throw him out of office outside of law. They've been saying that on TV. He'd be crazy not to activate the Marines.
Exactly. You can't make this stuff up, Alex. And it's time to gird our loins and pray and get ready to do whatever we have to do.
Well, Kenny, that's why I'm asking everybody to spread the word more than ever, so that even if we go into a physical conflict, we've affected the battle space to a great extent. You've been holding for like an hour to make some points. What else you want to say?
I bought about 50% of everything you sell. I love all your products. And just, man, I can't say enough how much we appreciate what you and your crew, you know, you spend time away from your families and everything. And my hat's off to you guys. We love you.
Well, my hat's off to you, brother. Listen, wild horses can't drag me away. That's my problem. I work too much, then I become a jerk to the crew, and I apologize to them because I get really mad about this. This isn't a game. That's why people call in and say, oh, you're not for real, you're a fake. I mean, give me a break, folks. We just brought the war. The CIA just put out a book, the left CIA, saying we've got to be taken off the air and that we're kicking their ass. That means you're kicking their ass. Mike Adams, you want to speak to that?
Well, you know, Saturday or Sunday, you know, sometimes you and I will talk or text. We're always working. We're all evenings, holidays, you name it, because this fight never ends for freedom and liberty and our republic and protecting our president. So yeah, we are totally dedicated to this, and that I think that's part of the reason why we are still here. You know, anyone who tries to take us out, they know they have we'll have fierce resistance.
Well, sure. My middle daughter, my youngest daughter, went to bed at 9 o'clock last night, and I worked till midnight, and I got up at 5 a.m. and because they were so sweet and so good, I physically had to go research and get ready so I do a better show today. And we did. I had to just get my mind in the zone because I was mad about yesterday's show. It wasn't bad, but I just really had to get them. I think we've done really powerful broadcasts today. People can see that because I just totally got in the zone. I dreamed about this for the 5 hours I was asleep.
Wow. Well, it's your brain organizing the information for the presentation. Look, your show's fantastic. Your information is light years ahead.
It's not that good a lot of the time. The point is we're fighting hard. I'm just letting the listeners know we appreciate them, and I appreciate you. You talk about organizing things. We couldn't do it without you, Mike.
Well, you know what? It's a team effort for this nation, and you know, you and I aren't going to be around forever, but while we're here, while we're on this planet, while we're, you know, serving, frankly, the interests of God, we are just here to help defend life and liberty, and that's it. And we're going to do it for as long as we can. End of story.
I got to tell you, that's the thing. When the listeners thank me, it's a privilege to do this. It's what we're meant to do. My cells, everything, go, this is what I'm supposed to do. The satisfaction of this is, I mean, that's why people think, oh, it's hard to fight tyranny. Yeah, they go at the end, physically things. It doesn't matter when the spirit's lined up.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, at the end of every day, we can go home knowing in our hearts and in our minds, even at a spiritual level, that we are fighting the good fight for freedom, for all human beings, for life, for all human beings, including the unborn. And that's something that goes with us beyond this lifetime, by the way. There's a spiritual element to this that, you know, it almost can't even be comprehended on this planet.
And I'm clear, I agree. It's not a goody-two-shoes thing, like, oh, we're goodies, we're saving everyone. No, we're humans under attack, we're men, we realize it, and so we're in the fight. And I'm telling people, man, you're missing out if you aren't fully committed. You'll be so alive, for those of you that serve evil, if you just renounce the devil.
Well, and they're literally going to burn in hell. You know, their souls will burn in hell, and they will suffer 1,000 times over for the suffering that they cause on this planet. Those days are coming for them, and I pity them. I pity them, and I pray for them, too, because maybe they still have a chance to turn around while they're alive. Maybe they could do something good for a change, but who knows? We'll have to watch and see.
Amazing. It's truth. What comes around goes around, folks. You will pay for what you've done in this life and the next. Thank you, Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. A few more calls, and Joe Salente's taking over. He's ready, too. He's in the dugout. He's coming out like a raging bull. Stay with us.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early, in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
New York, TrendsResearch.com. Gerald Salente taking over. In just a few minutes, I promise you, to every caller that got in on the phone lines, these are like call 25 and 26 we're going to go to. So we're getting that goal to take more calls, and that the listeners are loving it. I'm loving it. All the great points you bring up. Let's talk to Paul and then Alex, or Alex and then Paul. Has been holding long because that'll be Alex. Alex in the great state of Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
All righty. I don't think that impeachment is going to work, but I think they're going to use an economic collapse in a way to remove him. That's what my worry is. And the criticism I have with Trump has to do with the economy. Now, candidate Trump was really emphasizing just how inaccurate they measure GDP and, you know, the Federal Reserve and all that. And he's kind of gone off track a little bit on that.
You know, you're 1,000,000% right about that, but that's what he had to deal with. The China and others are in a giant deflation operation. We're in an economic war, and as soon as Trump got in, they tried to kill the economy further. So he said, well, damn if you do, damn if you don't. So we got into an inflation war with them that's super bad. But the alternative he believed was worse. If they stalled the economy completely, they would have already removed him. But they're trying to kill it now to do that. So Gerald Salente is right. Best thing Trump said is we don't need China. They're using their own people. And it's all a one-sided deal. But I mean, absolutely. And he's hung Assange out to dry, and he's done a bunch of other stuff. The thing is, though, the deep state wants him out because Hillary was 20 times worse. And so that's why it's so dangerous that they're trying to remove him by force and talking about doing it on the news to see if they can normalize it. Anything else, Alex?
There was a great South Park episode, so making fun of China. You might want to...
I was told about that last week by Connor in there, and I need to play that. Tell me about the episode.
Well, they're just showing how we're, you know, they're buying up everything. They're using entertainment. Just we're kind of selling ourselves out. That's what it comes down to.
Boy, I got to tell you, I was the first 18 years ago to say that China was buying up Hollywood because I was out in Hollywood and learned it from most people, you know, meet high-powered producers. Or I mean, I'm talking the lawyer for Steven Spielberg, the lawyers for, you know, people like Mark Berg, the lawyers for people. I'm not name-dropping here. I got others as quick as I could for people like James Cameron. I mean, I'm talking, you know, the lawyers. And others, and they were just openly talking about the Chi-Coms taking over and buying everything, and ha-ha-ha. So I saw it for myself. God bless you. I appreciate your call. People sure made jokes about that when I talked about it. Now the NBA bows to communist China and says, we'll fire our manager that said he supports people not being killed by the Chinese military in Hong Kong. We're sorry. They said, too late. Same group that bought Reddit and banned the Donald said, well, you know, you're not going to get to go into the China now. Be a 10 cent. I mean, it's pathetic. Big article up on InfoWars.com. Then they came for Joe Rogan. Meant to play it today. Didn't have time. but it's really a good report where I just say, look, Joe, I told you all this. You could help lead us out of all this censorship, but instead you're going to wait. They're going to carve you down to nothing before they're done. That's why I really went after Joe meanly to get him to try to wake up. But I didn't want to be fed the bone to get on a show. I wanted him to understand what was going to happen. He's a smart guy, man. People go, oh, Joe Rogan, you know, is he smart? Is he not? No, I know Joe real well. He knows everything I know and more. He's super smart. He knows all this stuff. And he thinks he can, you know, walk a tightrope. And I'm sorry, you can't do that. You got to decide which side you're on, Joe. One more call, then Gerald Celente's taking over. Paul in South Carolina, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Hello. First of all, big fan of your show. Loving every bit of it. Keeping America great with your podcast. And I just have a quick question.
Yes, sir.
So you've been banned by Twitter, YouTube, and you've been trashed by the mainstream media for saying the truth, which I respect. So, like, I just got to ask you, like, how do you keep yourself motivated and how do you just not give up the way you do, which is admirable about you, by the way. I wish I could grow up and be just like you.
Well, sir, let me just explain a paradigm shift here. I am nothing special. I'm just primitive. But nowadays, being domesticated means you're stupid, you're weak, you're passive, you give in, which we all do to a certain extent. I'm weak and soft compared to my ancestors. My ancestors didn't have the access to medicine I have or even knowledge itself, but they had common sense and on average were much tougher and much more rugged and much more inventive and lived close to the ground. And so they were street smart. They were smart to the ways of the wilds. They were more rugged. And so people say, what's it like to be under attack and lied about and demonized? Why, that's a sign of failure. No, that's a sign of success. If you're a cruise missile coming in to deliver a nuclear weapon over your enemy, you're going to have radar shooting at you. You're going to have high-powered Aegis guns trying to shoot you down. You're going to have countermeasure missiles trying to stop you. You get into the target, detonate, and vaporize the enemy. You've been destroyed, but you just won. Now, I don't want to die in this. I'm not fatalistic. But if I need to, I'll step up right now. And so that's what this is all about, because I'm not going to sit here and watch a bunch of evil people that are anti-human take over and destroy our destiny and domesticate us even further on purpose. I want us to make it to the next level because my very genes, my genetics, my cells cry out for it. So it's admirable to want to survive and to realize I'm trying to change things. I'm not trying to make friends with the system or get a bigger house or a better car. If we have freedom, that'll all come with it. But that's a side issue. I want the spirit of liberty. I want that true power for my progeny to be able to have a chance to live like they want to and have their own destiny, not be told who they'll be or what they're going to be. Just like Gerald Celente talks about, if he was brought up in Italy today, he wouldn't be able to be super successful in all these number one New York Times bestselling books and, you know, all the things he's done because he'd be in a caste system. Same thing with India. But in America, he had a chance to be who he was. Same thing for so many other great Americans. I don't want to start harping on Italians, but like Frank Sinatra, think he could be like that in Italy? No, he couldn't be. You think somebody, you know, from Germany or Japan could do that in their country? No. Here they could do it. And we're losing that. You know, in other countries, it wasn't about merit who was a general. It wasn't about merit who was the top artist. It was about who your family was. In America, it was about merit to a great extent. We're losing that. And so it's an honor to be attacked, to be a sacrificial lamb. It's an honor to have these enemies lie about me because I believe in you and I believe we're going to make it through all this and I believe we're going to change things. But leadership isn't about just how well you speak or whatever. It's about willing to go under the knife, to be attacked, to be shot up, to have broken bones, literally and figuratively, to get an idea out there so that it takes root and in the end flourishes. With all great civilization came incredible sacrifice. And so I spiritually am ready to pay it back for those that brought me where I am, for others in the future, because I'm a very selfish person. And I know I live on through my progeny and through the great dream and through the great things my children and grandchildren, their children are going to have. So it's very selfish to stand up against evil. In a good way. People think, oh, it's giving. No. Being a slave of the devil system is sick. It's a joke. I don't want to be a slave. And so I want to be free. And that means that it's the exercise of resistance that is the destination. It is the exercise of standing up and being sovereign and real and standing for who you really are and being legitimate and being original and authentic instead of fake. I'm not a follower. I'm a leader. And so this is the journey, the path. My God, I've won the frickin' lottery. They imprison me. If they kill me, I still win because I was real to the end and I delivered and I changed the world and I measured up to my ancestors already and I intend to go the whole way. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Gerald Celente is about to take over, ladies and gentlemen. The only way the enemy can shut us down is to put a bullet in my head or if you don't finance us. And they're already shutting everything down, so we're going to have a big victory. Believe me, we've already got the jump on them. We knew it was all coming, and so we're dug in, and it's going to be one hell of a fight. But I got to tell you, just get coffee, get fish oil, get turmeric, get all the great water filters, air filters, stuff you already need, non-GMO heirloom seeds, great films, great books, great T-shirts, great ball caps. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. You get great stuff you need, you finance us, and it totally pisses off the globalists that they're unable to shut us down. And it's all about an information war. Will InfoWars save the world? No. But will you save the world, all of us together? Damn right. Because roll it over to these people to let them control the future and dominate our minds and tell us to roll over and die and that we don't have any effect in the world is a damn lie. The new renaissance is almost here. If we don't launch the new renaissance, then we're going to have nuclear war and starvation and kill our damn future. Why the hell would we do that like a bunch of jerks? Look at our ancestors, all the stuff they built. Look what we built today, a bunch of crap. We're going to go to the future by going back to the future. Gerald Celente takes over. Really appreciate the crew today. So much.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education.
Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, welcome, welcome to The Alex Jones Show. Great to be here. Now, Alex is saying so much in so little of time as I'm waiting to go on the air. I can't remember everything, but what he said was very heartwarming to me and very true to my soul. And when one of the callers asked him, you know, about, you know, what he was doing and his great things. Now, Alex said, you know, I can't compare to the ancestors. You know, they really fought. You know, they had street knowledge. And, boy, you know, I'm listening to him and it's just, you know, warming my heart because I feel the same way. I couldn't hold a candle to my ancestors. And, you know, the time when they came to America, by the way, they didn't like Italians when they came to America. You know, it wasn't only, you know, we were discriminated against. They used to call us guineas and wops. I'm up here in Kingston. I belong to the Ulster County Italian-American Foundation. Matter of fact, this coming Sunday, we have the Italian Festival. Columbus Day weekend. No, I'm not allowed to say Columbus Day, huh? Yeah. Anyway, and they tell the stories that when there's a lot of Italians in Ulster County. We're 90 miles north of New York City. They used to have brick yards here. And stone, you know, they used to bring all the stone. They're building New York City, this whole area. They're bringing stuff down the Hudson River. We're right on the Hudson River. And so they brought all these masons and all these craftsmen from Italy. And they tell the stories into the 40s and 50s, how Italians couldn't buy a house in the white sections of Kingston. You know, so what Alex is talking about is, you know, how we lifted ourselves up and how you had pride in yourself and elegance and you had standards. These people fought. As he said, you know, we have it easy now with all the things that are available to us. So I thank everything that I am to the ancestors, you know. And as he said, you know, I couldn't be me if I was born in Altavilla Appino or Vico Quince in Italy. I'm only because I'm a Napolitano born in the Bronx. You know, my blood is Italian, but my heart is American. And I write about that in everything that I've been writing, and I've been writing for many years. The magazine, the Trends Journal, my best-selling books, but my favorite is what Zizi, Z-I-Z-I, gave Honey Boy. And Zizi is the Neapolitan dialect for your auntie. So Zia means aunt, and Zizi was your auntie. And the name of the book, what Zizi gave Honey Boy, she used to call me Honey Boy, a true story about love, wisdom, and the soul of America. And that's what's lost. The soul of America. What the ancestors brought to this country. And I write about how my grandfather, may they all rest in peace, he used to be the first one online to go vote on election day. He was so proud to be Americans for all this country that gave us. And he got people complaining about this and that. Hey, who's perfect in their lives?
Yeah, Americans did terrible things, the genocide against, you know, indigenous people, and the continuing genocide against us. Are you worried about climate change? How about all the poisons they're dumping into our water, into the air, and into the food? You like all those vaccinations? Oh, I can't say that. How about all those chemicals injected into our food, to the whole system? How about drinking the rotten water laden with lead and other chemicals? Yeah, it's a different kind of genocide. So what Alex says about being proud to be who we are and looking back to the past and what you can do to achieve and move higher. If my parents, my mother was a drug addict and I didn't know who my father was, you think I'd have a shot? I'm only me because of where I came from. And that's what I write in this book. And the soul of America, before it's been robbed from us by the multinationals. When I was a kid, there were fish stores, stationery stores, drug stores, grocery stores, mom and pop shops, dress shops, men's shops, shoe stores. Not anymore. Give it all to the big guys. Get rid of those laws that they had in place that made the immigrants here move up to the middle class. Kill that Robertson-Patman Act. Here's to the Clayton Antitrust Act. Yeah. Sherman Antitrust Act. Glass-Steagall Act. Get rid of them all. Give all the money to the big guys. Make us all workers on the plantation of Slavelandia, the multinational plantation. So that's where we're at. And that's where we have to move out of. We have to bring this country back to we the people, not we the corporations. Hey, the Supreme Court made us corporations, we the people. Yeah, to the Supreme Court, dressed up in their Judge Dredd and telling us what to do. Ripping up the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, they could care less. Look at the militarized police system we have. You break the law, they break your chops. Big cats, how about that Obama, huh? Nothing more than a pathological liar like most politicians. That's all they are pathological liars. Remember he was going to do the deal for the dirty dealers and put him in jail, robbing us of all our money, those too big to fails. Didn't put one in jail. He brought in Eric Holder. Yeah, hold this. Too big to jail. As the attorney general, it did nothing. Except go back to work for the white shoe boy firms over there. Yeah, the Wall Street law firms. So the only way this country's going to go back to me is to go back to rise is also what Alex said. I forgot so many things that he said. A renaissance. A Romana all'antica, in the manner of the Romans and the ancients. The Italians said to describe the quality of their work during the Renaissance. They just went through the Black Plague. Some 60% of Europe was destroyed. They realized they had to go back to joy and beauty to rise to a higher level. And that's what we have to do now. Renaissance. Just like Alex Jones said, and I've been saying, Renaissance 2.0. We need to go higher and stop letting the lowlifes drag us lower. So we're going to be right back, and remember, buy those products from Info.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
On corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hey, yes, 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 you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And the only reason The Alex Jones Show is here is because, not the only reason, but to keep it going, you have to support it. You have to put your money where your heart is. And they have great deals going on now. 50% off InfoWars Life. 50% off BrainForce Plus with free shipping and double Patriot points. 50% off Survival Shield X2, free shipping and double points. 50% off Turbo Force with free shipping and double points. 50% Knockout with free shipping and double points. 50% off Silver Bullet with free shipping and double points. on and on and on and on. And 50% off my favorite Super Male Vitality with free shipping and double Patriot points. So the censorship is only going to get worse. We put one video up a week from my podcasts, The Trends in the News, and the last one we put up is just up now. It's called Monetary Methadone, and that's the injections that the central banks injecting into the system to keep it going. So we get a notice from Google. We got that word methadone there, so this thing got to be checked out. We just can't let you put that there. That's how strict the censorship is. So do what you can to support InfoWars. So as I was saying, Alex really nailed it when he talked about the ancestors, what they've gone through, how hard life used to be, and how easy we have it. And he also said we're the ones that can make the difference. There are enough of us, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men and women. Samuel Adams. So you're in charge. We're putting out the information, the facts, the data, the analysis, and the forecasts. It's up to you to make the change, to think for yourself and do what you can. What's going on in Hong Kong? Look how the people are fighting over there. They know that they don't want to be under the dictatorship of communist-ruled China. A little over 7 million people, 2 million of them take to the streets. We're lucky to get a million people out on a pink pussy hat day with a country of over 325 million people. So this, we have to stand up, speak out. I mean, who got it in their head that we have to take orders from authorities? What authority? We're a democratic nation. This is a lot of baloney, and they're taking over. And so if we don't fight back, we're gone. Game's over, fight's on. So, moving on to the big issue, of course, as I see it, because it's going to affect the equity markets very deeply, and the economy, and the nation, is this BS impeachment process that they're pushing through on the Democratic end. It's brought to you by the CIA and the deep state. Could you imagine that we have the CIA spying on the president in the White House? I'm not making that up. And of course, the headline today from the toilet paper record, the New York Times, second person blows whistle on Trump in Ukraine. First-hand knowledge could support case for impeachment. Whistleblower or a blowjob? Look at the hypocrisy here. Look how they pump that up. But hey, if Chelsea Manning blows that whistle, you blow him, her into jail. Julian Assange blows that whistle, put that guy in jail, keep him locked up, ruin his life. Hey, how about Snowden, huh? Don't blow that whistle about the NSA spying on us, watching everything that they do, listening to everything that we say. Chelsea Manning, yeah. Oh, yeah, shows those pictures of those brave guys murdering innocent civilians in Iraq. Put him in jail. Julian Assange for what? But hey, pump those whistleblowers up. They blow good. They're good blow job whistle guys. Or women. Gotta be equal, we don't know. Look how disgusting this is. And everyone knows I'm not a fan of Trump. I'm not a fan of any of them. I agree with Trump on the border issues. I agree with him on tariffs and redoing the whole trade negotiations with communist China.
and NAFTA, totally against what he's doing in Venezuela, totally against his Iranian policy, and I'm totally against what they're trying to do to get him out of office. This is just Russiagate 2.0. And we'll call it something else. We'll call it impeachment. What's the big deal here? Oh, I know the big deal. He wanted to find out the dirty deal that Hunter Biden got, his boy, Biden's boy, by getting on the board of directors of Burisma Energy, the largest energy company in Ukraine. And of course, he wants to do it for presidential purposes as well, to win the presidential reality show. This is not a national crime. A national crime is the dirty slime that they should have impeached and should be put in jail. George W. Bush, the lying piece of garbage, scummy crap of a human being who lied us into the Iraq War. And a lot of us knew it, and a lot of us wrote about it, and a lot of us talked about it as it was happening. How about impeaching the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Barack Obama, for lying us into the Libyan War, the destruction of Syria, the Afghan troop surge, and all of those people that, quote, "I'm really good at killing people with drone strikes." And look at the people that they have on the mainstream media to support the deep state that's digging it in deep to Trump. Clapper. Brennan. Yep. CNN. NBC. Free Press. Grow up. They got the intelligence agencies right there in front of you. Intelligence. What an oxymoron word that is. Right in front of you. Telling us what we should believe. And again, that's why you have to support InfoWars if you want to keep truth alive. And of course, subscribe to our magazine, The Trends Journal. And by the way, you get my book, best I've ever written of anything, with Zizzy Gabe Honeyboy, when you go to trendsjournal.com. So, what Alex is saying, I am 100% behind. When it's against the impeachment, this is a disgrace. The facts are all there. You pick up the toilet paper record, New York Times, no waste of times. A whole front page with nothing more than stupid excerpts from that telephone conversation that Trump had with the Ukrainian president. Go inside, another full page of nothing but stupid garbage. Coming from the toilet paper record. So, support InfoWars, support the truth, and support the Trends Journal.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, and now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Glad you like the show.
Hope you like the show.
This time. Anyway, great to be here. And I was mentioning about the impeachment process. The implications are going to be great. Go back to when they had the impeachment thing going on with Slick Willie Clinton. You remember that murderer, right? Oh, you forgot all those 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of 5 that were dead because of the sanctions on Iraq, and Madeleine not all that bright on 60 Minutes, when she was ambassador to the United Nations for America, asked by Leslie Stahl if the price of those 500,000 Iraqi children that are dead was worth the sanctions, and she said, yes, it was. Anyway, when Slick Willie was getting impeached, the equity markets were down some 20%. That's right, 19 point something. The markets can't afford to take a hit now, because when Clinton was there, we were going through the dot-com boom, and then markets were flying up. Now they're being propped up. That monetary methadone, cheap dough, keeps them flowing. So, you're seeing a global slowdown happening. Oh, here's a little headline of just a little bit of interest.
HSBC to axe up to 10,000 jobs. And when you're looking around the world, let's see here. In August, Deutsche Bank said it would eliminate 18,000 jobs, one after another. They're cutting jobs of the banksters because they can't make money with all of this cheap money, low interest rates, and there's a global slowdown. Going back to putting all the pieces together, the economy cannot afford to take a hit from impeachment. So when it dries down the market this time, there's not a lot to prop it up like back in the Clinton days. And I also believe that the Democratic National Committee, which is part of the CIA, considering what they did to Bernie Sanders as well, and how they kept playing the whole Russiagate story, and now they're doing this one, that they want not only Trump out of there, because Trump's not a member of the club. He's not one of the white shoe boys as much as he tried to be. He had to build his own country clubs because the white shoe boys wouldn't let him in. Didn't go to Harvard, Princeton, or Yale. They want him out of there. And who do they want in? Biden ain't going to make it. How about Elizabeth Warren? The thing I do every day is I read tons of information. And I'll just show you, outlining salient points of the story. One after another. Where was that folder here? Here we go. Whoops. Yeah. This is a day's work right here. All these stories. Read and outlined. All different information. From everywhere in the world that I can go to. The Alexandrian Library. That's the internet today. You get a lot of stuff. So what you do is you read and then you start seeing the trends happening. And all of a sudden, Warren says donors gave $24.6 million. This is just in one day. How Warren honed her message. The business of fearing Elizabeth Warren. One Warren story after another. They know that Biden can't win. Is my belief. They're going to be pushing Warren. Could Warren pull it off? She's going to get the woman vote. A big portion of it, more than Hillary Clinton get. I think Trump got more women votes than she did. And she's going to get the millennial and Generation Z vote. But it's going to be tough for her to win those swing states. And that's what the election depends on. It's not popular vote. It's electoral votes. So Trump may still be able to beat her then. There's talk that Trump might withdraw, might end the presidency. I don't see it. Not as to who he is. So just I want to end on that note, and also that, you know, Bernie Sanders is, you know, he's out of the race, you know. That heart attack isn't going to help him. The cat's 78 years old, and this is going to be a negative for him. So, again, staying on the economy, I just read to you, the big banksters are going down. You see the money that they're shoving in, the QE4. They're pumping in more money into the banking system with the repos every day. They said they were going to stop pumping it in October 10th, and now they're going to November 4th. They need more cheap money. They need that monetary methadone. And again, the banksters are getting hurt. So the economy is going to go down. Warren is not giving any examples on how to push it back up. All she's doing is talking about taxing the rich, which, by the way, I'm in favor of as well. The billionaires could afford to pay more. And to me, starting at $50 million, if start increasing the taxes, that's okay with me. You know, give some back to society. Let's spread it back because the game's been rigged so the bigs could get more. So that on the economic front, we're heading toward the greatest depression. And The system that I teach in trench forecasting is globalnomic. You have to know what's going on in the world, not only in economics and politics, but also whether it's the environment, social change, health, fitness, food, on and on and on. So I want to just spend these last couple of minutes talking about what is going on in the world and how you can see the global depression starting to heat up and how it's going to get worse and why you should consider preparing to prosper and prevail later. And that's what we do with our magazine, The Trends Journal. So here's just a couple of quick headlines. Ecuadorian government arrests hundreds and deploys military action against nationwide strike. Sweep of mass arrests in Egypt subdues a protest movement for now. Iraq in flames. Baghdad in lockdown. Over 100 people have died in these protests. Peru in turmoil after president suspended. One story after another. The foundation of all of these stories, except the one in Peru, which they're trying to, but not really, because he's trying to break up the corruption that the government is running, and this is a new guy from the outside. It's about the lack of jobs. It's about the lack of a future. Take the new job numbers that came out from the United States last week. Hey, guess what? No increase in wages. Nope. But more for the top. Populism, social unrest. It's going on globally. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And they're losing it around the globe. When this greatest depression hits, it's going to be much, much worse. Back then in 1930s, 2 billion cats and kittens on the planet. Now, we've added 5.5 billion more people since then. You think you got a refugee and migrant crisis now? I'm showing you what's going on all over the world, from South Africa, you name it, South America. They're going to be flooding out of the Middle East, out of these war zones, out of everywhere to find safety, to get away from poverty, to escape criminality and corruption. It's going to be one mad global madhouse as the greatest depression hits. So what we're suggesting is that you prepare, prevail, and prosper now, because this thing's going to come down hard. And the impeachment process is only going to speed it up and make it worse. If nothing really happens to any great extent right now, my forecast is the Great Recession won't hit. The Great Depression won't hit the United States until 2011. But thanks to the Democrats and the Republicans, it may hit sooner. Because if they don't stop this madness, it's going to get worse. And another important trend, do not spend your time, a lot of it, wasted on this impeachment stuff. Learn about the current events forming future trends. And you can learn about them by subscribing to the Trends Journal. And remember, support InfoWars. Keep the truth alive. See you next time.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.